Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, I know that what I said to you sounds radical, that they would be telling your children to monitor what you are doing, report to them, and there's lists of a few things that if you're involved in these things, if you go to church too often, if you read your Bible on a regular basis, if you talk about marriage being between a man and a woman, if you talk about abortion being a bad thing, I mean literally, if you're addressing those kinds of things with your kids in your home, there is a chance that your child is being threatened that they better tell the teacher about you so you can be put on the list to be re-educated at some point. And we're in America. This is in America. I'm talking about this. You need to watch Patriot Purge, the three-part series that Tucker Carlson did about January 6th, to see what is actually happening. Ashley Babbitt was murdered. And no one's saying anything or doing anything about that. We have mutual combatants having gun wars in Illinois, in Chicago. Nope, let go. Nope, nothing happened. And we got a guy that wore makeup, hung out with Capitol Police walking through the Capitol, that just got 41 months in prison. 41 months in prison. While people that are walking out of stores with $900 worth of merchandise are just walking out of there. While people who are shooting one another and shooting innocents, 185 people on the expressway in Chicago have been shot by errant bullets from mutual combatants, and nobody's doing anything about it. But God forbid that we should actually go into the place that we, the taxpayers, pay for and walk around with guards in the place with their permission. You're going to go to jail for that. My next guest is the CEO and founder of Women Fighting for America. She's dedicated to defend America from its founding roots. Our focus is to educate, spread biblical truth, protect values and the Constitution, expose those seeking to undermine our sovereignty as a nation. Mrs. Christy Hutcherson is the CEO and founder of Women Fighting for America. Welcome, Christy. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Gregory, for having me on today.
I'm a little fired up, dear. I'm a little fired up about what is happening in our country today, and you know, lest there be anybody, I'm sure there's somebody that's probably listening. I'm just going to let you know that I'm ready and prepared to defend myself should you decide to try to come through my gate. Just want to let you know that, okay? Now I'm definitely going to be on their list.
It is. Well, I'm being watched and investigated by the FBI currently. So, because I was one of those individuals who happened to be there on January 5th and 6th, I actually spoke on January 5th twice with Stop the Steal and the Black Robe Regiment and other groups. I was with the President of the United States on January 6th. I was blessed to be able to be there very close to the stage with them. And I can tell you what's going on in our country is a disease. And that disease is communism. And we, the people and the church, have been silent for decades. And we've allowed this to take hold and infect our nation, infect our government, infect our schools, infect all levels, at from the grassroots all the way up. And the only people that are going to solve this issue is the people. There's nobody coming in on a white political horse to save us. It is us. The answer lies within each and every one of us.
Well, and Jesus Christ said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We need to get away from this idea of thinking, well, you know, we just got to wait till Jesus comes back and fixes it. Folks, I'm going to tell you how he's coming back. He's coming back with fire in his eyes and a sword. It's not going to be friendly. It's not going to be lovey-dovey. Okay? He is coming back to burn up and destroy those who have stood against his kingdom. And right now, I sadly have to say that 65 to 70% of the church is standing against the kingdom of God by the things that they preach on Sunday mornings and the things that they embrace. George Barna is going to be with us at the bottom of hour number two. And his new study says that the 18 to 24-year-olds, 39% believe that they're LGBTQ. That is because they have been indoctrinated from kindergarten to question their sexuality. And of course, they told us that if we said anything about that, Christy, that we were hateful and we were bad people. Homophobic and so on and so forth. And yet then they wonder why 29% of millennials are killing themselves. Think about the correlation.
Well, Pastor Greg, we live in a society where evil is good and good is evil. And we have been conditioned, the children have been conditioned, but the only way somebody can be conditioned is if the parents have abdicated their responsibilities. We are in a society today that it's instant gratification. We are very busy, we're working all the time, and we don't do the simple things, and that is sitting around the dining room table, talking to our children, reading the Constitution to them, talking about the values. And last year when I went on, God called me out. Women Fighting for America, by the way, was created 100% from the conversation that I had with God. God actually met me with an audible on Good Friday of last year. And when I was, there had been something stirring in my heart for a very, very long time, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And I work in the Washington, D.C. area. We've done it for a very long time. I live in the state of Florida, but I saw what was going on and how rapidly the country was changing.
Right.
And I was sitting in my backyard last Good Friday, and I'll never forget, it was a beautiful blue sky day. It was about 10:30 in the morning, and I heard this voice, and it startled me, and it said, Christy. And I kind of looked around. I'm like, okay, there's my children out there. Who's calling me? And there was nobody there. And then I sat for a second more reading my scripture, and it said, Christy. And I'm like, okay. And it said, I called you in 1993. You denied me. And I called you again in 2012. You denied me a second time. Are you going to deny me a third? And I don't know how long, Pastor Greg, I sat there, but I started weeping and bawling. And he said, Christy, I'm calling you out. And I said, Lord, I don't know what you want from me. I'm not equipped, not qualified, and I'm a nobody. But I'm not going to run from you anymore. And he said, Christy, I'm calling the nobodies because the somebodies haven't been doing their job. And with that, I went into the house. I told my family what had happened. And I said, I can't do this without you. I stepped down as the CEO of my company, and I started preparing. God gave me a vision of the United States of America. And the vision was, there was the map of the United States, and it was outlined in red, and that signified the blood of Jesus Christ, the covering. But inside, there was no state lines. It was pitch black. And in the harbor in New York City was the Statue of Liberty. And instead of her looking out to the rest of the nations of the world, she had turned around with her little light torch and she was shining a light back into the darkness that had fallen over America. And wow. He said, Chrissy, I'm raising up the remnant and I'm raising up women at this time to be the voice because I have something to say. And I'm going to use the women to prepare the bride. And with that, I went on a Healer Land bus tour last year. I was on for 3.5 months leading up to the election. 15 states, never spoken public before. God opened the door. I had Elizabeth Enns, who is Derek Prince's granddaughter, call me up, go on this tour with me. And we spoke in churches. And God said, Chrissy, I'm shaking my vines and shifting my wheat. The wheat is the government, and I'm exposing the corruption. The vines I'm shaking is the church, because the church is no longer serving me, they're serving man. And with that, I've been on this mission. In the last 8 months, I've been really focused in, God has me at the border, looking at national security, the border, human trafficking, the organ development of children who they're murdering, all of the atrocities that this regime that we have in the White House is developing. And America right now needs to not only just repent, but the church needs to wake up and they need to get involved.
Amen.
Everyone says, oh, well, you just need to pray. No, God doesn't say just pray.
Faith without works is dead. No question. No question. Well, and we've got to know who we are. You and I have a lot of work to do together. I'm so glad that that we have been connected by a mutual friend through the conference I went to this weekend, because we've got a lot of work to do. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back more with Chrissy Hutcherson, founder, Women Fighting for America, WFFA.win. WFFA.win is the website. If you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, get more at the website.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Remember Jesus. He is risen from the dead. That's his divinity. He is the Son of David. That's his humanity. Remember Jesus who died on the cross, but he did not stay on that cross. Remember Jesus who was buried in the tomb, but he did not stay in the tomb. Remember Jesus whose Good Friday followed by Easter Sunday. Remember Jesus whose Gethsemane was followed by the resurrection.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
Remember Jesus as you are soldiering for him. Remember Jesus as you compete as an athlete for him. Remember Jesus as you labor as a farmer for him.
Would you like to learn more about leading the way with Dr. Michael Youssef? Visit ltw.org/connect.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Thanks so much to our audience on TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com, partnered with NTD. Be sure and check out NTD in your local market. Look for a station near you. NTD. That's a part of Epic Times, and we're proud to be working with NTD TV and partnered with them on TECNTV.com, the number one online urban television network. good to have you on board. Also, those watching and listening on our website at chosengenerationradio.com and listening to us on the Truth Broadcasting Network, Noble Radio Network, and all across all of our affiliates from coast to coast. I'm very excited to have my guest with me, Christy Hutcherson. She's the founder of Women Fighting for America. I want to shift for just a minute in this next few minutes that we have together, Christy, if we might, and talk a little bit about your experience. You went down and spent time at the border. Talk to me about what you saw down there, and why should Americans be concerned about what's happening at our border?
Well, I've spent 8 months at the border. I've been down there since February, from Tijuana, Mexico, all the way to Texas. I have interacted with everything from law enforcement officers to drug cartels, yes, drug cartels, federales, small business owners, mayors, traffic victims, children, etc. My team has actually rescued children out of the hands of the cartel down there. And America needs to be very concerned. In my personal opinion, the border crisis that was purposefully created by this regime is the number one issue facing America right now with our sovereignty. The second issue would be the election security and integrity. The border crisis is very concerning from the fact that we have over 174 plus nations who have flooded into our country. 14 of those nations are from terrorist countries. We have seen the terrorists pour into our country that are right now living, breathing, and sleeping in our countries and cities near you.
Christy, hang on a second. You sound a little bit muffled. If you can maybe...
Absolutely. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Yes, much better.
Okay. We have terrorists. We have gang members. We have cartels. We have drug dealers. We have human smugglers. We have rapes being currently every day being done at the border. We have children who are being kidnapped, some of them murdered for their organs, going on at the border.
Yeah.
Not only is it a humanitarian crisis, it is a national security crisis. And one of the disheartening things to me is we have so-called charities that are just as evil and involved in the human trafficking and exploitation of children. And I'm going to call them out. It's Catholic Charities, Bethany Christian Services, Methodist Charities. Follow the money, folks. Do your due diligence and start researching on these different organizations. They are not in it for anything but profit. I've personally witnessed it firsthand. And we have got to close our borders down, or we are going to lose the heart and soul of our country.
Well, I'm going to repeat it again because I said this yesterday with Sheena Rodriguez as well. Look, folks, and Mark Morgan and I, the former chief of Customs and Border Protection, and I talked about this. When these illegals get into the country and get up into the communities where they reside, they become victims of the cartels. They become victims of exploitation. Their daughters get sold into prostitution. Their sons become mules running drugs and are jumped into gangs, and they have nowhere to turn. They have nowhere to turn. They can't turn to any form of law enforcement. And those that are living legally in those communities, because oftentimes of the threats that they are under, they can't do anything either. There was a community, Christy, in New Jersey that was literally being run by MS-13 and the cartels. Every business there was paying some form of protection to either MS-13 or a cartel in order to operate. They ran that whole area. President Trump unleashed ICE on that neighborhood, and they shut the cartels and MS-13 down. They did a raid and took them down. MS-13 promised that when Trump left office and the new regime came in, they would be back, and that those that assisted in the raid would pay a price. And I sadly tell you that it has happened, and there's absolute utter silence by every form of media everywhere across the country. No one's covering it. No one, Christy. and it is a travesty.
That is just one city. There are cities all over this country. And MS-13 is the cartel, by the way. MS-13 is just another arm. It's just another organizational name within the cartel. And one of the things that I get really frustrated with is nobody understands the cartels. When you think of cartels as thugs, they say, this is a highly sophisticated operation.
Yep.
This is a multi-billion-dollar-a-year operation. And under this regime that we have, they have tripled their profits. They have better weapons, better drones. They have better everything than even ICE, DHS, Border Patrol do at this time. They are tripling their territory into the United States. This is purposeful. I would even say that this administration is in cahoots with this. And the reason why is to destabilize our country, because when you destabilize America from all different fronts, then the globalists can start ushering more power, their agendas, and that's what this is all about. And Americans have allowed this to happen on their watch, and we need to fight back. You know, I think of the Bible passage. I love the picture of when Jesus was so ticked off that he went into the temple and he started flipping tables and yelling. And I think as Christians, we forget that Jesus wasn't this meek and mild guy. There was a time to fight and there's a time to be peaceful. And he is calling us to be warriors. He is asking us to put on the full breastplate of righteousness and to take up our sword.
Yeah.
Against this evilness that has taken over our country. And we need to fight back. The church needs to stand. And we need to unite and we need to unify. Because if we do not do that, we will have no country in less than 2 years, by the way. I get really frustrated. People are like, oh, I can't wait till 24. Do you think for 1 minute the devil is going to relinquish his power? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they've all tasted this.
Let me jump in, Christy. We're out of time in our segment. Let me jump in and say this. Luke 11:21. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own mansion, his property is safe. We must defend the United States of America. It is the hope for.
As Pastor Greg Laurie continues his encouraging series called Refresh, this week on The New Beginning, he points to the refreshing truth about trials. We'll see the challenges of life make us stronger and more resilient. And we'll get some good insight on sharing our faith more effectively. Tune in this week for A New Beginning.